Yeah. Yeah. Cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Cut it. Them bricks is way too high, you need to cut it. Your price is way too high, you need to cut it. Running through bands on the regular.
Cash.
Hitting my plug on the cellular. Tell my ex bitch that I'm sorry.
My bad.
I'ma skate off in a Rara. Key 36 by my side. I'ma go pick me a pot. Key 45 by my side. Bah. Fuck with my niggas, you die.
Bah.
All of my niggas say blood.
Yeah.
All of my niggas say cub.
Yeah.
OT, I found me a plug.
Yeah.
I got it straight out the mug. Yeah.
And over here playing the whole song like he DJing at the Barclays and shit.
Man.
I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with
your man, Mixy Boy Amp. You know right? What I'm saying? He said, this is how I used to hold down the functions right here.
Definitely. But you did mention Young Dolph, man. He lost his life today. He was shot and killed, man, in his hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, man. Very, very, very sad. Very, very sad, man.
Rest in peace to Young Dolph, man. That was some bullshit. Like, we got to do better, man. Like, you can't even walk through your neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand motherfuckers have issues, but come on, man. We got too much shit going on in this world for us to be killing each other.
Yeah, man. It's very unfortunate. As you mentioned, he was approached and attacked. Really, he was picking up some cookies, man. He was supporting a local business. And it was crazy because the local business had just posted a video because he was over there last week supporting them and buying some cookies. And then somebody, I guess, you know, jealousy, envy, man, whatever it is, man, it's just fucked up because only our culture has to deal with shit like that. Like no other form, no other genre of any type of art or music has to deal with stuff like that, because country singers don't get gunned down when they go home. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, rock bands don't have to worry about, you know, if I run into the wrong person, this is gonna go left. Like it only happens within the hip-hop culture, man.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that, you know, that's a test of our upbringings and stuff like that. And then, you know, that whole situation where we kind of say a lot of times where we want to look out for the hood, but we kind of got to stay away from the hood to a certain extent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, we spoke about it. You know, Dolph didn't shy away from saying how he felt about people. You know, so, of course, you know, some people didn't agree with him and didn't like him or whatever the case may be. But, yeah, man, it's crazy that you want to – I don't know. I've never personally been to the point where I want to kill somebody. So, I don't quite understand the whole, you know, logic behind that, because you're taking away somebody's life and potentially, and you're taking away yours too, because, you know,
sometimes it ain't no logic behind it though. You're trying to make, you know what I'm saying, make sense of shit that don't make sense.
Yeah,
like sometimes it's just, you know, ignorant motherfuckers. Like, you know, it could be a multitude of things. It could be just niggas just hating. Could be some serious shit, you know what I'm saying? But like when you think about it, I mean, Where do you take it? What's your level of seriousness where you gotta be like, I need to take this person's life, right? Like, what's the line that you cross? Is the nigga walk past you and block the sun from hitting you, and that got you ready, or like, is it some really serious shit that went down? Because, I mean, for me, it's only a few things that's on that level where I would feel like, nigga gotta go. And it's not gonna be for no foolishness,
isn't either. But like I was just saying, but isn't that to our condition also? Because like for some people, if they only know to do nut shit or to pop off right away, because you know we joked about this all the time, and like shit, we watched BMF, we seen the YA, you know, Omar, whatever those type of people, them, you know, the dudes that just don't care or whatever. For some people wired differently. We know that, you know what I'm saying. We always knew that one dude growing up, like, you don't fuck with them. Cause she can get real different, you know, real quick or whatever. But I don't know, man. Like it's just really unfortunate that we, you know, continue to say, you know, rest in peace to these guys. And, you know, Dolph is around our age.
Yeah.
You know,
36 years old, man.
And the crazy thing is, we literally just finished shouting this man out a couple of episodes ago when he was over at fucking Jackson State with Dion,
yep,
in the locker room with the kids. Like, we literally started off the show with 100 shots. You know what I'm saying? Just shouting out Young Dolph and everything that he was doing. And then now we got to sit here 4 shows later and send condolences to that man's family. That shit is crazy, man.
Yeah, like I said, we got to do better, though, man. Our culture, we got to do better, man. To Sean's point, like, yeah, some people is wired differently, but we got to start valuing life differently, too, bro. Like, it can't be, like, don't get me wrong, we all get upset and might want to fight somebody, might want to bring some harm to somebody, but I think a lot of people, like, overlook the fact, not that they don't know, because everybody understands the severity of death, but they overlook the fact that, like, yo, once you take it there, it ain't no coming back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't matter what explanation it is for what took place today. None of that shit is going to sit well with his wife and his kids. Mm. It don't matter if you say, yo, me and him had a 10-year beef. All right, what that got to do with us? Because now you just robbed 2 children, young children, of their father.
Yeah.
You know, you just robbed that woman of her husband. So it don't matter what that beef was, bro. And one of the things, one of the signs of growth, you know, that I heard recently, and I'm sure you guys have heard it too, was like when the Locks and Beanie was kind of talking about when they had their beefs, and the Locks was talking about how, like, you know, sometimes when they would go down towards anywhere in Pennsylvania, but specifically Philly for shows, you know, they'd be strapped up.
Yeah.
And Jada had made the point. He was like, yo, I'm glad it never went there, because now looking back, you know, I see how we've grown as men, as fathers. Like, I would hate to know what it would have gone to if violence would have really got there. And I think that's what we overlook sometimes. Like, yo, yeah, you might have been beefing with that man right now, but 10 years from now, what that mean? That beef would have meant nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But to his kids, today means everything now. His kid's life is never going to be the same after today. So some shit that you probably wasn't even going to be mad about 2 months from now just robbed his kids of the rest of their life with their father.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's if you don't get locked up behind it.
Yeah. Now,
even if you do get locked up, I'm just saying their lives mean more than the person who decided to pull that trigger. Those are young kids who, bro, what they did in their life to ever deserve to lose their father.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I say that because now, because once you go to jail, if you got kids, they're gonna be without a father for a long time too.
Losing.
So you know what I'm saying. So it's so many different
now the domino effect. Yeah, like more lives get ruined behind some shit that you probably wasn't even gonna be mad about to start 2022.
Yeah,
because they're gonna be looking at this because it's a high profile murder. So they gonna be heavily scrutinizing this situation, and they gonna bring somebody in.
Yeah, that shit was whack, man. I ain't even gonna lie.
Corny, bro.
Shit popped up on TMZ. I was like, duh. And then it's whack. And that shit pop up on TMZ. You know, shit. Most of the time, you know, it is what it is. Them motherfuckers be who they know.
I mean, anybody could report a story to them, and they'll follow up to make sure it's true. But that shit is super corny, bro. Because it always seems like it's these scenarios of a guy who made it back in his neighborhood, minding his fucking business.
Yep.
Like, same thing with Nip. That was the middle of the day.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Chinks driving home.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, come on.
Someone son.
Like, why we carrying ourselves like this, bro? Like, we out here that envious and jealous of people who made it out of circumstances that we wish to make it out of.
How does that make you feel about even like potentially going back to these places that, you know, that we come from, knowing that, you know, I mean, even us not even being at the celebrity that, you know, what that we want to be,
yeah.
You know, sometimes when you get around people from your old neighborhood or whatever, sometimes they kind of look at you in a certain way, and that shit crazy.
Well, once, because, you know, you do have people, like, you could have not even had an issue with a person, but because you're from the same place as them and you're doing something with your life and they're not able to do what you do, you know, they could have a situation with you. So it could be like, you don't even have to be like, I could have never spoke to this person.
Yeah.
But because that person hasn't accomplished anything, or they haven't accomplished, you know, what they feel like they should have accomplished at this point in their lives, they got an issue with me or you or anybody else.
That's how it is, man. And to your question, Sean, I do think about that sometimes. My grandparents still live in the middle of the hood, so when I do go up to the city, that's where I stay.
Okay.
But you know, I mean, I'm far removed from that, them days of sitting outside or whatever. Like, you know, it's strictly in a passing moment. But you're right though. You know, there could be somebody who I grew up with who feel a certain type of way because they've been there their whole life, and I was able to move on from that circumstances and that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? they might be somebody who is just like, they might already had that natural hate towards you for whatever reason, and now they see you and it's like, oh, this motherfucker think he all that because he don't live here no more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
it'd be shit like that too.
Literally, this morning I was actually talking to somebody from high school, this girl from high school. She had hit me up. She was like, oh, hey, I saw you at the parade yesterday. I was at the Apollo, and she was actually working the parade route. You know what I'm saying? But it could be just something as simple as that, where somebody from your past just saw, oh, he on the float with First Nigga, think he doing something. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then boom, and now, you know, now somebody want to have an issue with you. So it could be the slightest thing. It's like, yo, bro, at some point niggas gotta get over. You gotta move on. Like, if a motherfucker ain't take a member of your family away from you, you know what I'm saying? Or no wild bill shit, let it go. Move the fuck on. Get money. Like, what?
We gotta be better mentors, you know, better friends, better brothers, better everybody, you know, talk to people, make people feel, you know, just better about talking about things, so we don't even want to put ourselves in these situations to where we even want to take away somebody's life. Like, you know, regardless of the fact or whatever, like, you know, it's a whole process before you even get there, you know. I say this shit over and over again. Sometimes some of us are just conditioned to be a certain way. You know, some motherfuckers that we probably, you know, they was young and they was outside in the street. You know what I'm saying? That's just all they knew their whole life. But, you know, rest in peace to Dolph, man. Bless, you know, condolences, you know, and blessings to his family. You know, we're going to continue to listen to Dolph. Dolph give me hype. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey man, yeah, as fans, we got to stream all his music. He owned all his shit. He was independent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So all that, listen, if we going to stream his joint and listen and download all his music over the next few weeks as we remember him, hey, that's putting money in his family's pocket, man. So that's at least one way we can show love and support to him.
How do we feel about people? I don't know if we talked about this before, but how we feel about, cause Jonathan was saying like, oh, everybody Dolphin is now. You know, and I think I even felt like that about certain things before. And then I'm like, you know what? I mean, if you're a fan, whenever you're a fan, it is what it is. Like,
the only reason that I'm like, whatever, I don't even give a fuck about that, is because that's going to make those streams go up. And like Eric said, he owns that music, so he's gonna get all of that money. His family's gonna get all of that money. So that's why I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. You want to be a new Dolphin right now? Let support that man and put that shit. You know, let that money go towards his family. So they could be good.
For sure.
Yeah. We shouldn't even, I'll be honest, like, we shouldn't even stress that point of like, oh, everybody a Dolph fan now.
No, I'm saying that's what people say though. You know?
No, I know. But what I'm saying is, when you do that, that feeds right into what we were just talking about. That negative mindset of like, it don't matter whether you was a fan now or a fan for a long time. Like, we was fans of Nipsey, right?
Yeah.
Now, my mom is older than us, so my mom ain't into music, but my mom ain't know who Nipsey was. But then when she passed, you know, my mom started asking questions like, yo, who's this guy Nipsey? She even listened to a couple of his tracks. So at the same time, we got to look at it. That's a sign of respect, because a lot of motherfuckers from my background passed and nobody give a fuck what you was working on. Nobody cared what you was into.
My question for you is, what's your song? Because, you know, you and mama got a song. If she like Nipsey, like, what's
the song? You know, grinding on my life. But you know what I'm saying? Like, if you became a Dolph fan now, cool. Like Tripp said, stream his music, listen to it, spread the word, post it. Go ahead. You know, keep shining light on what he did as an independent artist and as a man. And it's going to help his family in the long run anyway, bro.
Definitely. But, you know, I wanted to get that out the way. You want to show love. You know, Dolph is part of our culture. You know, that the music that motivates us, gets us hype, does so much, you know. And we gotta shout out to these situations so that they don't continue to happen. But shooting the shit, fellas. Shooting the shit.
Shooting the motherfucking shit.
What's going on in the world? I ride dolos from state to state. What's going on, y'all? Weather kind of funny right now. Weather been acting real wishy-washy.
Mm-hmm. I'm upset. I got some nice flannels I bought that I was ready to pull out already. And then it's like, what are we doing here? What's up? What are we doing?
Listen, you got to go day by day with the weather, man. Don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen. Wasn't it like a crazy rainstorm or something? It's
supposed to be still coming.
See? This is what I'm saying, man. And then see, we got Thanksgiving coming up. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving is next week.
That's gonna be big.
You know.
No, we love that. We love you, mama's cooking that good home.
You said that's gonna be big. Mm-hmm. You saw that. We be waiting. You know, we be waiting on Thanksgiving like it's a new album about to drop.
Hell yeah. Ooh, like,
get that. Yeah.
You know that. You know that Thanksgiving coming around the corner.
That's that. That's that Charlie Clips. Grandma's good home cooking.
Make sure you have your good flight suit ready. Your good tracksuit ready.
Because
you know you ain't. Well, you know the cousin walk is a part of that. But I'm saying when you get there, because you know you ain't really trying to get dressed.
Oh no 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 no. Nobody trying to get dressed up.
You got the good sweats on deck.
Right. Yeah.
You got to get casually nice.
Mm-hmm.
To lounge around the living room, get your proper naps in. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving is all about pacing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I always got to see when my Cowboys play because we getting kind of nasty the last few years, but we gonna see how that's going.
I mean, y'all playing good ball right now.
Yeah,
on Thanksgiving they probably gonna lose though.
This is what I'm saying. What they got on Thanksgiving? Like that. We got the Chiefs this week. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know. I gotta look. I gotta see.
On Thanksgiving, yeah, I got the Raiders.
Ah, see.
Oh no, they're probably got,
yeah.
I gotta double check. Yeah, but yeah. The Cowboys been playing good though.
That's cool. That's cool. We gonna see. But fellas, what's going on with y'all though?
Life is good, baby. Okay. You know, like I said before, I love this time of year just to be around the family. So I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving and Christmas right after that.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't complain, man. It's been a great couple of weeks. Little sister got married. I'm saying I was outside, been outside.
You was crying again?
No, I was having a good time with my peers, Sean. Okay, I was riding through the city, top down and all that.
Oh, you was playing some Jeezy out loud? What were you doing?
No, I was outside. I was with Ferg.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Riding through Harlem and shit. And shout out to Ferg, cause Ferg, like, it's like when you are an artist and you get that type of like love in your city, like it's a dope fucking thing. And like, you know, shout out to Rocky, but Ferg be the one. Ferg be
around a whole lot more.
Yeah, Ferg be around. You know what I'm saying? But you got and even with Ferg, like his father was a staple in Harlem, you know what I'm saying, way before. So that legacy was already kind of there. And then for him to just take off the way he did. But, yeah, man, it was dope. Fat Joe was there. Nick Cannon was there. It was
you mean try to get on the show?
Nah. Not yet. I'm waiting for when we go, we're going to go together.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, but it was fucking lit, man. It's peaceful. Meanwhile, motherfuckers was having a shootout in Times Square. But everything in Harlem, Uptown, was good. People came out. Kids had everybody had a good time.
People that come to New York, we don't like to go to Times Square, so don't fucking ask us, all right? It's a public service announcement. We don't want to go to no damn Times Square, all right?
Basically.
I don't want to be there with people standing there on the sidewalk looking stupid, all right? I understand everybody's visiting for the first time, and I might sound a little rude, but depending on who you are, fuck you, I'm not going downtown.
People think New Yorkers is rude anyway, so fuck it.
We don't like that shit.
Man, it'd be too many fucking people. Like catch me in like Soho or something, Harlem, something like that. Like low key, it'd be so bad because if you from the Bronx, you might not go past Harlem.
Yeah,
you valley may not go past Harlem.
Be liking to move like that.
Just because I know everybody's not from New York that's listening right now, but you know, it's right there. We like nah.
A lot of people don't like to leave their borough. To be honest with you,
yo.
Like there's a lot of people like that. A lot of niggas from Brooklyn don't want to go to the Bronx. Niggas from the Bronx don't want to go to fucking Brooklyn. Nobody want to go to
Staten Island. Until you tell me some joints out there.
Yeah, niggas are going for some joints, but for the most part, niggas ain't trying to travel that far.
They definitely travel for some joints, though. Y'all got how many places y'all got y'all friends to travel for some joints?
Pretty much anywhere.
Yeah, once you throw that into the equation, it's like, oh, well, all
right. Right?
I guess so. Come on, let's go.
They ain't ask no questions.
I like if right now, bro, if somebody said to you, yo, the joints is ready to go, we just got to take this 10-hour road trip. Motherfuckers be like, how long we got the pack? And then motherfuckers be like, how long? All right. And we're going to get in the car. When? Who driving? I bet.
Especially if you throwing they with the shits. It's over.
Right. Oh, they with the shits. Remember? Yeah. They was like, when you was young and you be on the phone talking, hey, so how many friends you got?
Right. Right.
Yeah, me and my boys is chilling. Yeah. What y'all doing?
Yeah, we was thinking about, you know, trying to get into something.
That was the after school in high school. Like, yeah, I'm going to hang out and shit for a little bit before I get home. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to so-and-so house and shit. What's wrong with us, man?
You know, I was listening to something the other day, though, and it's so true. Like, these kids, we've talked about it before, how these kids kind of got it easy in terms of, like, you can approach joints on social media. You ain't really got to have the courage to walk up to them. But this dude was talking about how his son, who's getting ready to go to high school, his son got friends, specifically female friends, that go to all these different schools. So the son ain't even think about, like, oh, I'm going to high school because my friends go here. He's just going there like, yo, I really like this school, and I'm going to see all these other girls at some other point. Like, imagine if we had that type of access when we was in high school to know the joints from other schools and other areas. Because all we knew was the joints that went to our school.
Yeah, or in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right.
Or if they came around.
But imagine back in the 90s, right? And like, if you had social media to know the joints that's in Harlem, in the Bronx, in Queens.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, our weekends would have been crazy then.
Son.
Certain places have been popping. You know, you would have knew everything.
Type of shit
you would have known.
Yeah. But you know what though? In a way, I'm kind of glad we don't too, because that was to the whole thinking about how I'm gonna talk to you before I leave the house, but we gonna get there. But we knew where the hell we was going too.
No one man should have all that power, especially not you know, in our generation.
Yeah. It was just different though. It was a different time. I like that shit too, man. I like just being able to just be outside. We outside hanging out. We not thinking about nothing. You know, you had to validly pay attention to time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because think about those times where you might have been outside and your mother was like, bring your ass in the house. Or you knew they was getting off work, so you had to get home and fake act like he was doing something.
Well, my mom was always trying to kick us out of the house, so.
I believe it.
Y'all know the type of life she was living. So, she didn't want us to be around that kind of activity.
Yeah, that's this generation. I think that with the one thing they lacking, because of everything being so like easy to them, accessible to them, is they not resourceful like we was, bro. Like, we had to figure out a way.
Absolutely.
Like you just
Thank
said,
you.
If you was going to meet up with joints, right, you had to like, all right, we got to be there by this time. And then if we don't see them, we just got to find them now.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't no, hey, where you at? Yo, I'm here. No,
I know where like, you be
I gotta
at.
Go I got to find you. You know what I'm saying? And the same thing, like, we all experienced parents who probably was like, yo, I ain't going to be driving you everywhere. Yep. You had to figure out how you was going to get home. Now these kids now, they got bank accounts. They got Ubers. Like, they ain't got to worry about none of that.
Yeah. Shoot, my mom didn't even have a car when I was a kid. So, she damn sure wouldn't drive me nowhere.
My mom ain't have a car till I was a teenager. So, you know, like, and then at that point, it was my mom was notorious for the, either I take you or I pick you up, but I'm not taking the drive both ways.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to figure out, you want me to drop you off or you want me to pick you up? And I had to be resourceful. It was time. Bro, when I lived in Germany, I learned the bus system just so I could get around. And that way, I only needed her to pick me up one way.
Resourceful.
Yeah. I'd have to say to get home at that time, because we didn't have, it wasn't no Ubers and Lyft.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I'd be like, no, you have to pick me up because I ain't taking the train. That should be too fucking much at that time of the morning, son. You be waiting mad long.
These kids ain't got to worry about that.
Yeah. Well, shit, now you got this fucking schedule when the train is exactly going to fucking come.
When you had to just go to the train after the club and you ain't know when it was coming.
Wait, son. You just had to leave and then wait there.
And we was drinking all night.
Mm-hmm. Now you drunk in a fucking train station.
Bro, but them be the nights, too, of, like, total reflection. When you be sitting there in the cold, looking down there waiting for the train, like, man, I'm never doing this shit again,
until next week.
Yep.
Until next week.
Until
come
the
around.
Call come through.
Yeah.
Until the call come through for next week. And yo, we out.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Good times though.
Yeah, man.
Amazing times.
Good times nonetheless.
Can I gotta talk to y'all about something. We started to get into this a little bit. I broke it down to Sean, but I had two cougars accosting me last night at the after party. And I didn't realize one of them was trying to holler at me till today. I put two and two together. But I think I'm ready to get back into the cougar game.
Ooh. You wanted to get handsy with your manzy?
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you feeling this way because the holiday season's around the corner?
Well, I got my PS5 already, but
you,
I could always use
you
some
feel,
equipment.
You, no, no, I'm just saying, like, you feel like you just need that more mature love in your life right now. That's what it is.
I will say this. The cougars that I've had, respectfully, they know how to suck a.
You know. They treat you good.
Yeah, they know how to. They know how to. They know how to play hide the rainbow role.
They teach your Mandy good, huh?
Yeah, they know how to.
I'm just saying. I mean, life experiences, bro. Yeah. Like, you know.
So
that would be crazy if I'm ready. That'd be crazy if you was older and you wasn't good with playing with the slinky.
That's disrespectful.
Like, how you? You know what? I ain't even gonna do that because I mean it.
Nah, but at that age, you gotta have something to bring to the table.
You gotta know your sex game at what age do you need to know your move? Because everybody got like they signature shit that they do. I mean, we ain't gotta say what we do, but what age do you need to know yourself? Because you can't be fucking around. I think for guys, we have to know ourselves earlier. Because it's like we can't go up to a chick and we don't got our shit. She's like, what you doing?
Because we're trying to fuck. Yeah. Well, like so we have to. But I would probably say 2 years into fucking when you on.
2 years in the fucking.
2 years in the fucking. On when you fucking on a regular, you should know.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, not if you fuck once and then you fucked another time a year and a half later, but if you're consistently fucking for 2 years, you should know at that point.
So here's the thing, though, right? Like you mentioned, you got with a cougar and then she was trash sexually. Mm-hmm. Well, put it this way. You get with a cougar, right? If she's single, either sexually she trash or mentally she might be damaged a little bit.
That's when the bank account comes into play.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying because you gotta assume if you a good looking woman and you single into your mid to late 40s, 50s, you gotta wonder like, yo, why ain't dudes trying to lock you down?
Yeah.
Sometimes people be career oriented too though.
That and then it could also be you just went through a divorce. You know what I'm saying? So right. You could have been with your husband for 20 years and then.
Right. And you might have just got back on the scene. But again, so in a situation like that, if a shorty tell you, oh, yeah, I was married and I just got divorced 2 years ago, then that's understandable. Yeah. But if a shorty just been dating and she in her late 40s and she's been dating all this time, it's like, yo, ain't nobody locked you down yet? Like,
she out here wasting time.
Is she my sugar mama?
Sugar mama.
Because that plays into it. That's the thing, you know, like, all right. You know, your sex game could be average, but you know, you buy me a few things here and then.
We got to be clear for our female listeners. If this is your first time listening to the show, Anthony likes to be pampered.
Mm-hmm. I do.
You know what I'm saying? He's already established that. So for the ladies that might be listening for the first time, they might be like, "Yo, where the fuck is he coming from?" With this is how this, you know what I'm saying? Anthony feels like, "Yo, you need to be chasing me."
Yeah, I'm the prize.
His name is Anthony. He goes by Trip. He's a Leo.
I was telling Sean.
He's from Brooklyn, New York.
I didn't scoop last night, but she was like, any woman will be lucky to have you as a boyfriend. And I was just.
Wait, like, she told you that face to face. She was trying to bag. You ain't read.
No, I know she. I know she was, but she wasn't.
She was fishing. She was fishing.
She wasn't up to what I would usually bag. And then the people that I was around. I was like, nah, I can't let her scoop me. I'm in the club.
So she was an L, basically. And shit. So she was an L.
If a son scooped me, it got to be a young.
She was an L.
I don't know what an L is, Sean.
She was an L. She was, you know what an L is.
Nah, I'm gonna say that.
She was just, an L, okay.
Because she was nice, but it just wasn't a situation where, like, if she was like,
she didn't meet your criteria.
No, she didn't. Not that she didn't. She
you
didn't,
don't like my word. It's okay. I'm saying the same words. You just don't like what I'm saying.
She just wasn't for me.
She didn't meet your criteria.
No, she just wasn't for me.
It's a matter of semantics.
Because I didn't know. Because if she had the right bank account, she would have met my criteria no matter what. But you know what I'm saying. But she just, you know.
You a fucking city boy, I swear. What's wrong with this guy, man?
She tried to scoop me, bro. Like, what do you like? Come on. So she kept trying to get me to dance with her.
You ain't want to do no hip thrust with her?
Nah, because I was with the young things in there. Like one thing, when you party in with the young Johns,
you don't want to.
Yeah, so you don't want to be like, hold up, nigga.
Yo, Eric, he ain't want them to see him with Miss Grace.
That's not their business.
She used to give them candy money, all the neighborhood kids, when she was. Nah, I'm talking shit. And Eric, you ain't low. I see you with your fucking Hawaiian silky popping right now. Oh, you got bored again, huh?
I ain't been to the barbershop in a little bit.
He got bored, like, yeah, you know, my shit nice and shit.
Every now and then, you just gotta, you know, switch it up.
Remind him and shit.
Yeah, that's all it is. I might cut it down when I go see the barber next week.
Oh, and be like, yo, recognize who you dealing with.
And I'm telling you, man, the female listener is going to be calling in about Ant, like, yo. And it's going to be a lightning rod for the show.
Yo, you be pissing people off. I told you that before, right? You be pissing people off. I don't be telling you, but it'd be funny. I'll be like,
yo, you got to tell me when I piss people off so I can respond.
No, we had this conversation before. We're not bringing that up. I got yelled at, but somebody was like, yo, because you remember it was the conversation about the B word. We ain't been saying the B word. We've been saying joints, and we've been saying other stuff. All right, we got better words.
That was just that particular conversation, because we don't even use that word in our real life vernacular. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was just something that we was talking about for that particular.
When was the first time?
Like, I don't even.
Can I say this? When I was younger, right? I used to really be like, I would never call a woman a bitch until like a moment happened in my life, and I was like, yo, she's a bitch for that. But then I was like, yo, that's not cool, you know, when I got older and shit.
Yeah, but I've called more dudes bitches than I have females. Yeah,
they do be some bitch ass dudes.
You know what I'm saying? Like I could count on one hand the amount of times that I've, like, said to a female was a bitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But niggas, you know how many niggas I call?
That and pussy ass nigga.
Like,
I think I've used it more towards men than I have the women.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. So.
Yeah.
Don't be offended, ladies. That's one, you know, one episode we were just having that conversation, but that's not, you know, our regular everyday when we outside. That was just
I listen to a lot of Too Short. So only when I'm playing Too Short in those few times.
You start feeling yourself?
I mean, you got to say bitch a few times when you hear Too Short, but
Short Dog.
Yeah, man. Let's get into some stuff. So we were talking about contracts. Irv Gotti kind of feels away cuz recently Ashanti was saying that she's going to re-record her music, and this is kind of something a lot of artists are doing. But with her re-recording music, and I don't know if you guys saw, like, on streaming platforms, like, you'll see the album twice and shit. You'd be like, I thought I downloaded it already. Yeah. But people was like re-recording stuff to get their own masters, because we were just saying that Young Dolph had his masters or whatever. I mean, it people got to choose, but I mean, you've been eating off him for all these years, but he produced some shit though. How y'all feel about that though? Her re-recording, she want to get her own money. You know, everybody on their own shit now.
Get to your bag. Fuck it. Like, Nick, the only reason you'd be mad is because you're not going to eat off of that. But you already ate off of it. So, you know, like, let it go. Like, come on, man. They ain't even no fucking label anymore. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
What is Murder, Inc. now?
Well, they changed it to
non-existent.
But, yeah, so they even changed it to the Inc. They took the murder off, I think, after the Fed case. They switched to the Ink.
Yeah, we don't, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, we don't know Irv personally.
Yeah.
But I would like to know, like, did he ever reach out to Ashanti about trying to do some new music? Because if you didn't ever want to do any new music, and now you mad because she want to re-record to get her masters and her ownership, then, like Tripp said, that just shows you mad. You just want to keep eating off her.
Yeah.
Listen, you know what I'm saying? Now,
they tried to hit me up to get a fucking sneak peek at Raw Deal before we released it.
Oh, word?
Nigga, he randomly fucking emailed me. And I'm like, this ain't no fucking Irv Gotti. So we start going back and forth.
He was like, was Master P? This ain't no motherfucking Master P.
Word. But it actually was him. So
I'm just saying, if him and Ashanti had spoken about doing some new music together and now she's doing this, then I understand why he's upset. But if you weren't interested in putting out no new music for her and working with her, then don't be upset that she wants to take ownership back on her music.
Well, you know what? It could have been even also a situation where they did have the conversation and maybe she just didn't want to work with him again.
Yeah.
Right. But in that case, then I can understand him feeling upset. Like, damn, I wanted to work with you do some new shit. And now you're going to use the shit that we been did. And now I can understand his anger. But if you just angry because you know you're not going to eat no more, nah.
True. Man, it's a catch-22 situation. You know, he did help produce it, but then, you know, people want to get their own money.
And that was 20 years ago now, shit. Damn it. Like, I mean, at some point.
Y'all ever count how many times she said baby in the song? Remember that was the thing?
But I would love for her to call me baby, though.
Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. You like them sideburns? I'm not like, the sideburns, but the baby hair, she be trying to comb them. I mean,
like, brush. Who don't like Ashanti? Matter of fact, what's crazy shit, Gav used to be her little sister's teacher in high school when we was
Yo, shout out to my man Gav, yo.
Gav,
I don't think
nobody love her more than Fat Joe do, but yeah, we all love her.
Yo, mm-hmm. Yo, Shanti.
She looking better and better, boy.
But isn't that great though, to see these women for all these years and see them glow up?
Yeah,
so I was talking to somebody. I was like, oh, I was talking to my boys one day, right? He was telling me how we were talking about L. He's like, the chick when he smashed, she was an L, but now she looked better. So now he claim it, but he ain't claim it back then.
I mean, I guess, like, you know.
Nah, yeah. That's every man want that. You never want to run into one of your exes that drink you to smash, and she look worse now. Because right. You can't brag like, oh, yeah, I used to fuck with her.
Right?
Yeah. She look worse now. You're going to try to downplay it. Oh, yeah, we work together.
We work together? Why she acting like that with you? I don't know.
Yeah, she was digging me back in the day, but I don't even know why she acting like that. Yeah. But if she look badder now, it's just like I used to always clown cats. Cause I'm like, yo, the last thing any dude want is a ugly baby mother, man.
Oh, okay.
Because when dudes see her 10 years from now, and if she look chopped and niggas like, yo, that's your baby mom, then you got to try to lie. Yeah, I was drunk, my nigga. She trapped me. You know what I'm saying? You making up all types of wild stories about the situation.
She gave him that Texas tornado head or something.
Yeah, because ain't nobody going to believe you. But like, yo, she was bad back in the day. Niggas going to be like, yeah. Right.
Unless you pulling out the pictures.
Nah, but that's the thing, right? So that's partially on you because you got to, at that point, y'all supposed to be getting to the bag. You know what I'm saying? That money have you looking better anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because you just doing a little bit better.
Man, just take care of yourself.
Yeah, but money helps with that.
I just went to Sephora earlier. I got some stuff for under my eyes recently. It was funny.
You was in there letting the girls touch on you. Like, what do I need for this?
No. I knew what I wanted. I knew what I wanted when I went in there, right? So I went in there and... And of course, they was looking at me like, "What you doing in here?" Mm-hmm. That's kind of like I don't know if you guys have done it before, but like, a lot of guys say that when they maybe go and buy like underwear for women, they feel uncomfortable and stuff like that. So like, a lot of these places, like when guys we walk in there, you know, they look at us, whatever. But anyways, I looked it up.
I'll just order it online now. You don't have to even go to the store for that. You can just order it.
Y'all should make the sophisticated mind.
Lingerie?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. That is a good idea.
I mean, we got the sophisticated ladies line coming, so.
Hey.
Nah, we'd actually need to focus on that and just do like the, you know what I'm saying, the underwear, the boycott underwear for them, all that type of stuff. That's a good idea.
That was crazy. Cisco really had people going crazy over thongs. Pause.
He did in high school. That was the shit.
Yeah, with joints, we had a little low rise of jeans, and they had a little their little thong showing. You be in class, like, you see her thong over there. You know she got a thong. Like, what you doing with this thong on, bro? Your mother ain't see you come out the house with that shit on. All right? Y'all ain't never go switch clothes before y'all went to school?
Nah.
I did that shit.
Because we wore whatever we wanted, so it wasn't like.
I did that shit
one time, like, in the third grade. And my mom was pissed at me. She had bought me this windbreaker outfit. I guess she was waiting for me to wear it, and I can't wait. I snuck that shit to school, and I threw it on over my jeans. I wanted to wear that windbreaker so bad. And me thinking, like, my mom ain't going to be home. She's going to be at work when I get home. I truly came walking on the block like, yeah, got my windbreaker on.
Got him.
Oh, man, got yoked the fuck up.
Man, see, we was gassed. We was gassed. Yo, that fresh outfit was everything, bro. Everything, even man, look, to this day, y'all don't understand the appreciation we have for some new shit, man. Like, I would even remember, like, growing up, like, I had big feet, so I had to get like the fucked up shoes a lot of times. Like, the shoes that, like if you were 13 and like in 98 and you was fucking 12, 13 years old, what shoes you really get? You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
unless you play ball, that was
the
only
way. But they ain't really have shit. So like, now you can find stuff. But you know, just to be able to even, you know, do this stuff for ourselves now is dope. But anyways, motherfucking champagne, Prosecco, baby. Brought to you by Prosecco. We ain't saying no names because we ain't getting no sponsors. We gotta get some Salon Low too, going for the holidays.
We got sponsors. The sponsors are Delancey Street.
Oh yeah.
Sophisticated Minds.
Oh yeah. We sponsor ourselves.
We independent.
We get all that bread come to us, so make sure y'all shop.
Word. Yo, man, we gotta get some more merch. I'm gonna work on some hoodies, man. Y'all got some stuff coming too?
We gotta put some ideas together and get something going.
Yeah.
Fellas, we wanna stay on hip hop or we wanna switch it up.
Let's we got a little bit of time left.
We do a lot of hip hop talks.
Okay, yeah.
We'll save that other hip hop story for the next one.
Okay.
So what y'all want to end this one off on? We got one more topic to get into. What we want to do? Dalvin Cook situation.
Let's get into Dalvin. Dalvin been going on for a while. That situation's been kind of going on for a while. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, let's give people the background. So Dalvin Cook is a running back for the Minnesota Vikings. He recently filed a restraining order and also accused. Is it the mother of his children?
Yeah.
I don't know if she's the mother of his
children. Yeah, she's the mother of his. Yeah, mother of his kid.
The mother of his children of physical abuse. And some stalking as well. And this is a counter because she tried to claim that he was physically abusive to her, but he actually has a police report where I guess after they split up, she had unlawfully entered his home through the garage. I want to say, and I apologize if I'm wrong, I think his brother was in the house because his brother was the witness to all this. So he had taken her keys away and then showed that he had used, I guess, the garage clicker to get back in the house. And that's when she tried to physically assault him and everything. And the cops was called to the scene, and that's when he had filed the report. She also was trying to blackmail him. She, like I said, that goes back into her claiming that he physically abused her as well.
Oh, and she's a sergeant, something like that?
She is, yeah.
Is this a case that just happened?
So she's in law enforcement, too.
Isn't like a case that just happened where an officer, like, forced her way into her ex-boyfriend's apartment, and he was killed?
I'm not sure, so I can't confirm nor deny that.
Yeah, that happened. Remember the white officer, the lady?
It does sound familiar.
The white lady that was the officer, she went into her ex-boyfriend's apartment, and it was a whole situation. The white lady, it was like in one of those middle states. But like that's what I'm saying. Like, this is a situation that's not cool, though. Like, you can't do shit like that, man.
Come on. I mean, the situation's all fucked up, but she got to be held accountable, bro. Yep. If there's proof. This goes back to something we've all said before that, you know, you can't just be throwing out these wild accusations about people that's going to tarnish their reputation. Because, you know, you saying this man was physically abusive to you, that could cost him his career. You know what I'm saying? He get cut from the Minnesota Vikings because they think that he's being physically abusive to his girlfriend. Then what?
Adrian Peterson.
And he hasn't been around long enough to where he could really fight that. And get back. You know, he hasn't accomplished enough in his career.
He hasn't accomplished enough, but he's been around because he's already on his second deal. He got the big money already. Yeah. But the point being,
he's not a household name, though.
It don't matter.
Yeah, though. But I'm saying aside from that, just the fact that if you put his career in jeopardy, how's this man supposed to provide for his kids?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we got to remember, Dalvin Cook is still young, and if he's out the league or faces a situation that's, say, similar to like a Ray Rice, who never got another opportunity,
yeah.
Right? What are your real options? Because it ain't going to be easy for you to just go work TV if that's on your rap sheet.
Yeah.
If somebody think you was being physically abusive to your children's mother, it ain't like Fox Sports is just going to pick you up now. Like, we still ain't seen really Ray Rice bounce back.
No. And he's been in a lot of places, and him and his wife got married, and, you know, like he's very apologetic about the situation and
that was going to be a lot worse.
What's that?
It was on camera.
Oh yeah.
So that was going to be one, like, if you do something and people can't actually see it and you're denying it and this person is saying you're doing it, that's one thing. But if there's actually video evidence or there's a recording of you saying some wild shit, you really can't come back from that.
I mean, the recording of it, yes, always makes it worse. You're 1,000% correct. And I'm just using Ray Rice as an example. But nonetheless, like, even Kareem Hunt got cut before the video came out.
Yeah.
When him and Shorty in the hotel, the hotel hallway got into it, and he mushes her and shit. But the point being, though, if you make these type of accusations and you're not being completely truthful and a man loses his job, then what? So now we see that maybe he wasn't the problem, because there's an eyewitness who says you broke into his home. And you physically assaulted him.
Yeah.
So you should be held accountable and your feet should be held to the fire. Now you can't just make them type of wild accusations and throw slander on somebody's name just because you think, oh, ain't nobody gonna follow up. I'm a woman here, man. They gonna believe me.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, and she's in law enforcement too, so
right, shouldn't be that way.
Makes it even worse. That's a, you know, bad uses of power, bad use, yeah, a representation of your gender, because you know that's it's women that are actually going through these situations, and then it's already enough stigmas with people that are dating athletes. It's a lot of just bad situations that are connected to this that. When you do stuff like that, it don't look good for people in the collective. For officers, for women that even date athletes and stuff like that.
And she's probably, because she's a sergeant, so she's probably highly respected, you know, amongst her precinct or wherever she's at. You know what I'm saying? She's probably highly respected, so you're going to take her word, too. Like, you know, you'll give her that benefit of the doubt if she's like, no, this is what's going on. He's lying. So, you know, you got to be real, real careful with that. It's a sticky situation.
Dalvin, man, hope everything works. That's my guy, man, from Florida State. So, yeah, when Eric was saying he's been around for a minute, he played with my boy Jameis. You see my boy Jameis on that crutch. He out here getting lit. Mm-hmm. We can go ahead and wrap it up, fellas.
He was doing good, though.
Yeah.
Before he got hurt. Yeah. Shout out to Jameis.
Yo, shout out to y'all, man. This is 145, man. We got a whole lot of more episodes. Yo, rest in peace to Dolph, man. Rest in peace to Dolph. Rest in peace to facts. Dolph, man. We got to stop it. Rest in peace to Dolph.
Facts, facts, facts.
That's true enough. Forbes list like, yeah, yeah, my office is my tour bus. She came through, she brought food, she got